Welcome to this deep dive. We're really focusing today on getting you ready for that May 2025 management case study exam.
Yeah, our goal is basically to pull out the key messages from the November 2024 to February 2025 examiner's report.
Think of it as a shortcut, really. Understanding what the examiners highlighted back then can give you a serious edge for your exam coming up.
Absolutely. We're using the official report, the actual source. It's not guesswork. It's about seeing what they said was important.
And that insight is just invaluable, especially now as you're probably finalizing your prep.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, so let's get into it. The case study company was Shiny Glass.
Right, Shiny Glass. Fabricators of double-glazed windows and doors, that's their core business.
And the report immediately flags up some complexities, doesn't it? It's not straightforward.
No, not at all. You've got this heavy reliance on relationships, suppliers, for one.
With the sealed glazing units, yeah.
Exactly. And then the fitters. They're absolutely crucial for the customer-facing side of things.
So managing those external partnerships, it's a big deal for them.
Huge. And then there's the product itself.
Double glazing, it's a big purchase, especially for homeowners. The report points that out.
It does. It's expensive, a considered purchase. That affects everything from sales to customer service, particularly on the domestic side.
And this all ties back to the pre-seen material, obviously.
Oh, completely. The examiners are very clear. You have to know that pre-seen shiny glass scenario inside out. It's foundational.
No skipping that homework then.
Definitely not. You just can't answer effectively without it.
The report also calls Shiny Glass a large fabricator.
Yeah, which gives you a sense of the scale, maybe more complex operations, potentially more formal structures.
And we touched on it, but that reliance on suppliers and fitters for good service, plus selling to both domestic and commercial clients.
It points to a pretty diverse set of challenges they have to manage.
Okay, so that leads us nicely into the different exam variants they set.
Right, the six variants from the Feb 25 session. Seeing the list really shows the range of topics they can throw at you.
It does. Let's quickly run through them. There's one on making their own sealed units for heat savings.
Uh-huh. Another on setting up an in-house sales team just for commercial contracts.
Yeah. Improving feedback reliability on the fitting companies. That sounds tricky.
Yeah. Managing subcontractors, then developing a new heat loss, reducing coating.
Boosting sales staff motivation.
And finally, a new glazing product specifically for conservation areas.
Wow. Okay. That's quite a spread. Strategic, operational, technical.
It really is. And the examiner stressed that all six were aligned with the published blueprint.
So no curveballs outside the syllabus scope?
Exactly. They covered the core activities with the right weightings. And importantly, each variant had four tasks.
And each task had two requirements.
Yes. And crucially, the weighting for each requirement was clearly stated.
Which is basically a big hint from the examiners, isn't it? Tells you where to focus your time.
It's a guide. Absolutely. Don't spend half your time on something worth only a few marks.
Makes sense. Now, how did they actually mark the answers?
The report says they used a holistic approach.
Meaning they looked at the overall quality of the answer for each requirement, not just ticking boxes.
Precisely, judging it on its merits. And they had specific guidance for level 1, level 2, and level 3 answers.
So for you preparing, the goal is to understand what makes a level 3 answer right and aim for that.
That's the target. Aim high.
Which brings us to the big question. What's the key to scoring well, according to the examiners themselves?
Well, the number one thing, and it sounds almost too simple, is read the question and answer that specific question.
You'd be surprised how often people don't, I guess. They answer the question they wished was asked.
Or they drift off topic. And linked to that, again, is knowing the pre-seen context. Deep familiarity with Shiny Glass and its industry.
That allows you to apply your knowledge properly.
Exactly. And then address the specific requirements in the task. Not just the general topic, but the actual instruction.
And they mentioned getting higher marks for fuller answers that are relevant and correct.
Right. So you need some depth. But fuller doesn't mean waffling. It means providing enough relevant detail and justification.
And that relevance and correctness, they stress, is judged within the context of Shiny Glass.
Yes. The scenario, the new info in the variant, and the task itself. Generic answers won't score highly. It has to be applied.
Okay. Let's talk syllabus knowledge.
This is crucial. The report explicitly says familiarity with all areas is important. You can't just focus on your favorites.
And they specifically call out the F-pillar topics. financial management, basically.
Yeah, they say these often score poorly. Seems to be a combination of maybe not knowing the technical stuff well enough.
And struggling to apply it in the case context.
Exactly. Lack of knowledge and application. So that's a clear heads up for you. Brush up on your F pillar.
Definitely noted. Any other areas flagged?
They also mentioned that some technical tasks in the P pillar performance management can be answered poorly, too.
So the more quantitative, analytical stuff needs attention as well.
Seems so. Don't neglect those areas.
So if we flip that, what does a good answer, a high-scoring level 3 answer, look like?
Generally, it's a blend. Good technical grasp of the syllabus.
Combined with strong, relevant application to shiny glasses situation.
Spot on. It's making that link effectively. The report also says these scripts usually have clear and comprehensive discussion.
Not just surface-level comments, real analysis.
Right. And a key feature, offering explanations or justifications.
Ah, the why. Not just saying do this, but explaining why it's the right recommendation.
Exactly. Providing the reasoning behind your arguments or suggestions. That's what lifts an answer.
Okay, so what about the other end? Common pitfalls, the things that lead to low level 1 scores.
Understanding these is just as useful so you know what to avoid.
Absolutely. What do they list?
Well, first off, again, failing to address the specific requirement. Answering the wrong question, essentially.
Comes back to reading carefully.
Always. Then, limited technical understanding of the syllabus. Gaps in knowledge.
Which underlines the need for broad syllabus coverage.
Definitely. Another big one. Unsupported assertions. Making claims without any justification or evidence from the case.
Just stating opinions without backing them up.
Exactly. And finally, illogical or unrealistic application. Ideas that just don't make sense in the context of shiny glass and its business.
Your solutions need to be grounded in the reality of the scenario.
Precisely. It has to be plausible for that specific company.
The report wraps up by reminding us the whole exam is basically a simulation.
Yeah, it's simulating work-based tasks you'd encounter at this professional level.
So you should approach it like you're solving a real business problem for shiny glass.
That's the mindset. It tests professional competence, not just academic recall.
Okay, so let's try and synthesize this for someone prepping for May 2025. Key takeaways.
Number one, know the shiny glass pre-scene backwards and forwards. It's your foundation.
Number two, read every question, every requirement, very carefully and answer exactly what's asked.
Uh-huh. Number three, provide full relevant answers, always justifying your points with reference to the case specifics.
And number four, make sure your syllabus knowledge is solid across the board, but pay special attention to those F&P pillar areas the examiner's flagged.
Absolutely. It's that mix of solid knowledge and smart application to the case that they're really looking for. Clear reasoning is key.
So as you're in these final stages of study, really focus on those points. Deepen that shiny glass understanding. Plug any syllabus gaps.
And practice applying your knowledge. Think through different potential scenarios.
Right. And maybe a final thought to leave you with.
Given how much the examiners stress applying knowledge to shiny glass, what specific parts of the pre-scene or which syllabus areas do you think are most ripe for practical application questions in the May exam? Something to really mull over as you prepare.